have been listening to Tana Radio. And in fact, that was Malaku filling in for Worku Ayala's show, Shukshukta Radio. And you're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM. Those were 2 hours in Amharic, two Ethiopian shows, and I support them both. They're beautiful. I love the Amharic language. And so, you are now listening to Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice. I'm your host, Danya, and this show airs every Sunday from 11 to 12. And the music ended so abruptly before, there's kind of a silence here right now. And Kol Nodedi features music from all over the world, but specifically music that I love, which means Jewish music and music influenced by the Mediterranean, the Middle East, gypsy music, music from Latin America and Spain, flamenco, and I don't pretend to be any expert with that, but I do love flamenco. And as well, some African music, typically, which I am slowly trying to build my repertoire with. So in any case, that is Kol Nodedi, nomadic voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I've got a guest here in-house, my good friend Peggy Herowitz. Say hi.
Hi there. It is wonderful to be here today.
And Peggy's been meaning to come to my show for a long, long time, so I'm happy that she woke up for it.
Yes, yes.
And in fact, Peggy has plans to start her own show. So, don't you?
Oh, perhaps.
So, in any case, just to let you know a little bit about what we'll be playing today. Typically, I organize the show around three sets of music, and each music is organized around a central theme or topic. Typically, the music is somehow permeated by Jewish themes, and today is a very important holiday in the Jewish calendar, and that is Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, which is a commemoration of the destruction of the first and second temples in Jerusalem. So the music here in the second set of this hour of Kol Nodedi will focus somehow on that, will somehow call in and refer to in various ways to this catastrophe and the memory of and the implications that this event has had on the Jewish people throughout time. And so we will begin with some music from Spain, and one of my favoritist groups whom I discovered last year, actually through the station here, and we do regularly get in new music here that is on our playlist list, and it's always very exciting to discover what in fact these albums are. And so one of them that I just happened to pick up last year is Son de la Frontera, and it's just absolutely, absolutely stunning music. And it's, well, let me tell you here, I'm looking on the website here, esflamenco.com, and I'm looking at this album. I believe it's the only one that they have out as of yet, and if not, then that is joy, because I need to get my hands on the other one. Oh, it is. This is actually the second work. So what I'm going to play from is Son de la Frontera, an album called Cal. And let me just tell you a little bit about that. It's the second work by this interesting flamenco band that blends jondo sounds from Morón de la Frontera with a Cuban son. And this new record follows the path that was beaten by their debut album, and in it, Paco, Pepe, Manuel, moi, and Raúl, the members of Son de la Frontera, pay tribute to Diego del Gastor once again. Cal is a project of great musical maturity and interpretive quality, which stands out for its borderland and lime-white sound, after which the record is named and its healthy dose of meter. And it contains a 28-page booklet in three languages with texts by José Manuel Gamboa, who's a musical critic and also Paco Pavia, who's a historian and anthropologist. And so now let's listen to the music. This is Cal and a beautiful, beautiful piece called Compromiso. You're listening to Col Nerdy Nomadic Voice here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Aviso, sin hablarnos, sin mirarnos, allí hemos hecho un compromiso. Tu cariño como el mío, tú eres vela, yo soy viento, tú eres mar y yo soy río, tú eres llaga y yo lamento, nadie habló de enamorar. Pero Dios así lo quiso, que tan solo contratarnos, allí hemos hecho un compromiso. Vida, yo estaría contigo. No me importa en qué forma, ni cómo, ni cuándo, pero junto a ti hay toda una vida. Yo te estaría mimando. Yo te estaría cuidando como cuido mi vida, que yo la vivo por ti. Ay, no me cansaría. De decirte siempre, pero siempre, siempre. Eres tú mi vida, ya se da y acuche desesperación. Ay, 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 todo una vida. Ay, yo estaría contigo. Ay, no me importa ni dónde, ni cómo, ni cuándo, pero cerca de ti.
That was Son de la Frontera with their album Cal. And that beautiful piece that I just played for you is Compromiso. Peggy, what did you think of it?
It was incredible.
Peggy's being shy. So Compromiso, that is a beautiful love song. One of the most powerful love songs I've heard once it's translated, and you can listen to the words and then listen to how the instruments interpret the theme and the whole story going on in that song there. You're listening to Kol Nodadi here on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a set that is inspired by flamenco music. Some of the songs that I'm going to play are rather fusion, and some are more pure in its forms. What I'm going to play now is La Tobala. Now, I picked up her album on a recent trip to Spain, and I completely fell in love with this album called Ya No Me Absono Mai. I'm sure I just butchered that.
Absono Mai.
And so this is La Tobala. After coming out with 7 albums, she is a novice. And the thing is, she's premiering the classical cante. All the Sevillan cantora needs is the guitar and the production of Pedro Sierra to re-encounter cante's golden age on her new album, Lenguaje Puro. She doesn't just go back to the Albora by El Galina or the Segriavas by Los Caganchos, but also returns to that old way of recording in one go. She doesn't do so to vindicate anything, but because she simply feels like it, because preferences change with maturity, because the freshness of flamenco is more in the live shows than on the records, and because she feels as mature as she does, personal and free, and so much so that she even erases the border between Extremadura and Portugal by singing Por tangos, ya no me absiono mai. So I'm going to play off of her album called Lenguaje Puro. And no, this isn't pure Spanish here. I'm not sure exactly what this is. Perhaps some kind of gypsy strain of Spanish. However, definitely resembles Spanish. And so I'm going to play a song off of this album, off of Lenguaje Puro. It's the first song. So this is La Tobala. Enjoy.
Siempre te recuerdo. pasión y a mí ya no más paisano no más.
Ah, 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 ah
recibías violeta. Del jardín de la amistad, una noche en primavera, fuiste estrella fugaz. Tu alma descansa en paz, te llevamos en la memoria. Tu nombre escrito estará en el libro de la historia. A la niña Cecilia homenaje le damos, con cantos de alegría del tiempo que ha pasado. A la niña Cecilia aún la recordamos, pálida y sencilla, el cabello negro y largo, el cabello negro y largo, negro y largo.
This is CITR 101.9, that beautiful piece that you were just listening to was Shambao, a flamenco electronic band originally from Malaga, Andalusia, Spain. And they fuse flamenco sounds and palos with electronic music. The name of the band is taken from an improvised form of beach tent that's constructed as a means of sheltering from the wind and sun. Discovered by the Dutch musician Henrik Takkenberg, they started as a trio of Malaga musicians, Maria del Mar, Eduardo, and Dani, and they have released two albums of their own. And in 2003, they were the winners of the Premios Ondas Musical Award for their debut album, Endorfinas en la Mente, Endorphins in the Mind. That's a totally improvised Spanish accent. Their song, Ahí Estás Tú, is used... What, Peggy?
It's very good, though.
Thank you. Is used in an advert in the UK advertising Andalusia. That's interesting. So in any case, that was Shambao, and you can still hear them in the background. But I'm going to save that song in its entirety for another show. And what I am playing is off of their album, their 2007 album, Con Otro Aire. And in fact, however, this year, they came out with another album called Papeles Mojados. But it's a single. It's about to be released in a few months, so I'm looking forward to that. And thank you, Ian, for calling in and giving us some information about events to come, or an event to come. And this is what it is. Yamandu Costa. He is an apparently amazing guitar player from Brazil. And he's very well known in Brazil. He's a virtuoso, and I believe he plays some kind of 7-string guitar. And he's playing tomorrow morning a solo show at 10:30 at Christ Church Cathedral at Burrard. And I think it's quite a short show, about an hour long, and it's $25. He is also playing on Friday, the 15th, so that's this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Van Dusen Botanical Garden. So that's going to be an outdoor show. And that's $59, but I've heard that it's worth it. So he won't be playing solo then. He'll be playing with his trio. So that's the Yamandu Costa Trio. And thank you for that info. And what else can I say? You're listening to Kol Noradi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. I'm your host, Danya. The number here at the station is 822-2487. I'd love to hear from you, your comments about the music or any gigs, any events you'd like to tell me about that I could share with anyone listening out there. So that just concluded a set that went way over time, but that's okay because it was beautiful. Music, mostly from Spain. And this next set of music is connected to the Jewish calendar and what's going on now. And today, in fact, is Tisha B'Av, which is the 9th day of the month of Av. And this is a holiday of mourning. It is a holiday of tragedy. It is so because it commemorates the destruction of the first temple, which was built by King Solomon and destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BCE. On the very same date, in 70 CE, the second temple was destroyed by the Romans. And also this date, which is kind of eerie. It's a very unlucky, very tragic date in Jewish history. The same date, Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, was also the date of the capturing of the city of Beitar in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. It was captured, and thousands of Jews were killed, and this was in 135 CE. And this event in history is directly connected with Shimon Bar Kochba, and I'm going to play music inspired by him, music produced by John Zorn, one of my favorite producers, composers, musicians, although I don't know that much about him. I love what I know. And so back to Beitar and back to 135 CE, the Roman emperor made a pagan temple on this site about 1 year later, and on this very site of the temple, and rebuilt Jerusalem as a pagan city. And more recently in history, Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, was also the exact date of the Jewish expulsion from Spain in 1492. So quite a catastrophic date in Jewish history. Just to let you know a few things about this holiday, this important holiday, connecting and calling on the very important element, obligation in Judaism to remember. And so for 830 years, there stood an edifice upon a Jerusalem hilltop which served as the point of contact between heaven and earth. So central was this edifice to the relationship between man and God that nearly two-thirds of the obligations or the mitzvot are contingent upon its existence. Its destruction is regarded as the greatest tragedy of Jewish history, and its rebuilding will apparently mark the ultimate redemption and the restoration of harmony within God's creation and between God and his creation. And so what I'm going to play next is somehow connected to this. And the Idan Reichel Project creates and plays very spiritual music, and somehow most of the love songs are also metaphors of the relationship between God and people. And in this beautiful love song that I'm going to play called Milim Yafot, somehow it seemed to fit the sense of displacement between body and soul, between heart and soul, and also the sense of anticipation and a disconnect within the soul, an anticipation for a whole time to come, a time of unification sometime in the future. So this is the Idan Reichel Project, and I'm playing off of an album called Ma'amakim, From the Depths, and this song is called Milim Yafot, Beautiful Words. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR
Yeah.
That was off of John Zorn's album called Bar Kochba. And that's a double album, I believe, released sometime in the 90s. Just a little bit about the inspiration for this album of his, Bar Kochba. He was a commander of a revolt in 135 CE, having to do with the city of Beitar, which I mentioned earlier in the show. So the Bar Kochba revolt was against the Roman Empire, and it was a second major rebellion by the Jews of Judea province and the last of the Jewish-Roman wars. And so this album was inspired by him. And John Zorn is, if you don't know about him at all, or you probably know a lot more about him than I do, and I love what I know, but again, I don't know too much. But he's a composer, arranger, record producer, saxophonist, and he plays many other instruments, I believe. And he's done some fascinating work, and he's highly regarded in the jazz world and avant-garde music, very experimental music. And his latest album, his album called Sadiq, does some fascinating things, one project of which is Odessa Havana, that beautiful, beautiful project fusing Cuban and klezmer music, who have played often on Kol Nodedim. And so next I have some music from Ehud Banai, and he's singing from his album called Aneli, Answer Me. And he's also singing about finally arriving at a place, also a sense of imminence and anticipation here in his music that somehow connects to this whole idea of restoration and waiting for a time of unification. And so this is Ehud Banai. I believe this is his latest album called Aneli. Enjoy. This is Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
מוצב למוצב, זמר וגיטרה, סוחב בידורית, שר על ארגז, רגע לפני, התיישב לאכול, חביתה מקושקשת. הטבח מחייך, המשקית אומרת, זאת תהיה הפתעה, הם נורא ישמחו, תאכל, הם כרגע בדרך. יש לנו כאן 20 לוחמים בערך. הטבח שואל, את אשר מזרחית? אולי תביא איזה זוהר גוב, אני חושב לעצמי למה לא, אם זה יכול לעשות להם טוב. שקית אומרת, כדאי שנתחיל, יש עוד הופעות, צריך למהר. הטבח אומר, יאללה ג'ינג'י תן גז, החבר'ה עייפים, נו, תתחיל לזמר. נשאר שם בחדר הרק, הטבח מפהק, המשקית אומרת, לא נורא, זה קורה, תהיה פעם אחרת. מבול יורד עלינו עכשיו מפסגת לבנון עד סיני, בועט בגיטרה ושר לטבח Thank you.
להתראות מתוך שמור על עצמך תן לשמיים לחבק אותך פעם ברוח פעם בחום ולא פעם תזכור איך נפרדנו היום להתראות מתוק את אומרת לי מה דואגת זה רגיל בשבילי פעם ללכת וכל פעם לחזור גם מרחוק את הבית אזכור מתוק שלי לא אשכח אותך היינו לא פעם אחים לאותה שמחה מתוק שלי היינו לא פעם אחים לאותה שמחה להתראות מתוק שמור על עצמך תן לשמיים לחבק אותך פעם ברוח פעם בחום ולא פעם תזכור אם נפרדנו היום עוד חיבוק אחד אני נוסע אומר לך שלום וכבר מתגעגע פעם ללכת וכל פעם לחזור גם מרחוק את הבית אזכור מתוק שלי לא אשכח אותך היינו לא פעם אחים לאותה שמחה
That was Leah Shabbat and Shlomi Shabbat, sister and brother. That was off of a compilation CD, a brand new one, of a mix of Mizrachit music in honor of Israel's 60th birthday. So what I just played was a piece called Lehitraot Matok, which... Everything sounds horrible in translation, but really it says it says goodbye, my sweet. And so, you know what? I have a whole set of music here that I didn't get to. And so that leaves us with next week. Music from Mali and other parts of Africa, but mostly Mali. So I'm looking forward to that next week. Just a few other events going on that I'd like to let you know about before I go and leave you with one last piece or a portion of the Jew percussion group from Taiwan playing Saturday, August 16th at 2008 at 2008 at 8 p.m. And for more information about all of these things that I'm just going to mention, you can check out the Vancouver Summer Festival Society at festivalvancouver.ca. There's Salsa Dura on Sunday, August 17th at 7:30 p.m. There's Pé de Cana, Brazilian-Canadian group, also on August 17th at 8 p.m. What else here? The Xinxin Naguan Ensemble from Taiwan on Tuesday, August 12th at 8 p.m. And, of course, the Yamandu Costa Trio, which I gave you a little information about before, earlier on the show. That's August 15th at 7:30. And so we're going to leave off here with one last beautiful piece, kind of improvised, by the Idan Reichel Project. I played it quite a few times, but I think it's a perfect time for it. And it's Mi Ma'amakim from the Depths. Peggy, this is dedicated to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi. And so this is off of their album called Mi Ma'amakim. So thank you for listening to another week of Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next Sunday. Enjoy. This is Mi Ma'amakim, the Idan Reichel Project.
חזור שוב האור בעיניי לא גמור לא עוזב המגע בידייך שיבוא ויעיר למשמע כל צחוקי
נו 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 קנצה לי גודאי נו 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 קנצה לי גודאי
ממעמקים קעתי אלייך בואי אליי ירח מאיר דרכך שוב אליי נפרסו ונמסו מול מגע של ידייך באוזנייך לוחש שואל מי זה קורה לך הלילה הקשיבי מי שר בקול עלייך אל חלומך מי שם נפשו שתהי מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנת ביתך ניתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך מי כאפר לרגלייך יחיה מי אוהבך עוד מכל אוהבי